Robert Lackey's lecture was the Southeast Alaska Fish Habitat Partnership's first public event. The new partnership connects state and federal agencies, conservation groups, and Alaska Native corporations who have an interest in protecting and maintaining fish habitat. The National Fish Habitat Board recognizes the group as a candidate partnership, and partners must show that they are pursuing conservation goals before the group can be recognized as a formal partnership. Steering Committee Chair Neil Stickert said partners were invited to display posters and share their own research at Lackey's lecture.
So we thought it would be a great way to draw in folks, allow them to consume some new information that was derived right here in their Southeast Alaska backyard, and have a moment to settle in before the lecture.
Lackey told the audience of about 75 that wild Pacific salmon populations are in danger of dropping to unsustainable levels by 2100 because of habitat destruction from human development. The Salmon 2100 Project was a 2006 collaboration between 33 scientists, policy analysts, and advocates. Lackey said it began as a response to the trepidation of salmon scientists and policymakers to speak candidly about the future of salmon. Salmon 2100 looked at ways to return Pacific Northwest wild salmon populations to a healthy, harvestable size.
We know more about salmon than any other group of fish in the world, so don't say we don't know enough, because if we don't know enough about salmon, we don't know enough about any other species.
Salmon populations used to extend from Russia to Southeast Asia, across much of Europe, down the northern east coast, and as far southwest as San Diego. Lackey said the salmon runs on the west coast, excluding Alaska, fell to 5% of their historical average before the gold rush.
People knew what was happening. The newspapers of the day in San Francisco said the runs are being decimated.
Now, that 5% excludes hatchery fish, and hatchery fish population size is a policy call. Lackey and his collaborators wanted to know how habitat destruction impacted wild salmon in the past from California to Alaska.
There are arguably more salmon alive today than there's ever been in recorded history, but the vast majority are in cages.
Because there's less development in Alaska, Lackey said the future for salmon in the area is not as bleak.
If you continued on in Alaska, you'd find runs roughly the size of the historical runs. There are issues, there are challenges, there are problems, but the runs in Alaska would still be pretty good. If I was in the lower 48, this would be basically undeveloped land. I mean, even though you look at the mining operation, those are trivial compared to what you have in the lower 48.
Lackey said salmon is the stereotype of death by a thousand cuts.
You put a mine in, you put a school in, you put a building in, you put all these things in, they just don't help salmon.
The Salmon 2100 team described four factors that determined the future of wild salmon. Lackey said data suggests California and the Pacific Northwest could quadruple their human populations by 2100, making the region as packed as Europe. Seattle could look like Mexico City. He said the free market doesn't factor in the toll of development on salmon habitat. Irrigation agriculture in the region could put farmers and salmon in competition for the same water.
Fish, salmon need water. That's your biology lesson 101. And a compromise is always a loss for salmon. It's not likely somebody's going to come up with a substitute for water for salmon.
Lackey and his team concluded that current policy yields a troubling forecast for wild salmon populations in 2100. Heather Hardcastle is a commercial fisherman who works with the national conservation group Trout Unlimited. She called the lecture a wake-up call.
If we don't take steps now to protect that habitat, it could be lost. For a place like Southeast Alaska where salmon is such a focus, it's important for us to heed those warnings of what happens in the lower 48.
The future for southern salmon populations was sobering. Biological science technician Thor Eide works with restoration projects for the Forest Service. He believes Alaska's salmon runs have an encouraging future.
Well, the nice thing about Alaska is that people are very connected with salmon. It's a part of their life, so they have a vested interest in seeing healthy salmon runs.
In the spring, the Southeast Alaska Fish Habitat Partnership plans to draw from research across Southeast Alaska and hold a multi-day symposium on fish management in the region. In Juneau, I'm Kelsey Gabrowski.